Today, we will read Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, help us to understand your word. Help us to see things that we haven't seen before. And show us how we can follow you better, how we can live, how we can obey you. Lord, teach us and guide us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, "He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here." On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he heard that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform a sign of some sort. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." But the whole crowd shouted, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us!" Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time, he spoke to them, "Why, what crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him." But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. All right, in today's reading, we see the trial of Jesus, and they have taken him to Pilate, who is the Roman governor. He is in charge of the area, but he is there from Rome. And so it's interesting that they lie about Jesus. In fact, they say that he has been trying to create insurrection. He never did. They say that he opposes payment of taxes to Caesar. When in fact, if you remember, when they asked him, he actually said, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar, pay your taxes, and give to God what is God's, pay your tithes." And so they are lying about Jesus because they're wanting to kill him. Next, Pilate questions Jesus, and he finds no fault with him. And I find that very interesting, that as he questions him, he realizes that the chief priests, that the elders, the people that are bringing Jesus to him, he understands and realizes that they are lying about Jesus. And he recognizes that Jesus is innocent. Jesus has done nothing wrong. He has not done anything to deserve this punishment. And so when he finds out that Jesus belongs to Herod, that he is part of Herod's jurisdiction, you see, Herod would have been the Jewish leader over Galilee. And so Jesus would have been one of his subjects. Therefore, Herod had the right to judge him. So he sends him off to Herod because Pilate doesn't want the responsibility of convicting an innocent man. He is hoping that Herod will let him go or deal with him, and that Pilate won't have to worry about it. Now, it's interesting that Luke tells us that Herod wanted to see Jesus. He had been interested, but why? He was hoping for a sign. He was hoping for some miracle. I think he was hoping to be entertained. He was hoping to see something impressive. And it's interesting that Jesus doesn't do anything. In fact, Herod asks many questions, but Jesus doesn't answer. Why? Why doesn't Jesus answer? Why doesn't he do a miracle? He could easily prove who he is by doing some kind of sign or a miracle, but he chooses not to. And I think there are a couple reasons. First, he chooses not to because he knows that what is about to happen is necessary. That his plan, God's plan for him, is for him to die. That is God's plan. That is his plan. That he will die and come back to life. Why? Because this is the way that Jesus bought our forgiveness. He paid the price for us with his own life, his innocent life, that he had done nothing wrong. He did not deserve to die, but he gave himself willingly. He didn't fight it. He allowed it to happen. I think another reason that he chose not to say anything, not to do a miracle, is because he recognized and knew Herod's heart. Herod didn't want to believe and follow him in a spiritual way. Herod just wanted to see a magic trick. He wanted to see something incredible. But he didn't want to yield and give his life to follow Jesus. He just wanted to see something interesting. He was curious, but wasn't committed to following the truth. I think many people are like that, and God chooses not to reveal himself to them because they're not truly committed to following what is true. They just want to see something interesting. They're trying to prove that God is not real, or they're trying to get something from him. The question, that I think is interesting to ask people and to think about. If it is true, will you follow? And some people, even if they know it's true, they won't follow because they don't want to surrender their own lives. They don't want to give themselves to Jesus. They don't want to obey. And so they're just curious. They're looking for reasons not to believe, or they're looking for something for their own benefit and their own gain. And I think that's another reason why Jesus chose to remain silent. And so eventually, Herod begins to mock Jesus. He begins to make fun of him. And they put on a expensive robe and send him back to Pilate. Pilate again realizes that there is nothing wrong. That Pilate had questioned him, didn't find anything wrong. Herod had questioned him, and if anything had been wrong, Herod would have killed him or would have arrested him. But when Herod sent him back, he was demonstrating that once again, Herod didn't find anything wrong with Jesus. He just didn't care enough to set him free. And so Pilate wants to release Jesus, but he can't because the crowd is yelling, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Now, actually, Herod or Pilate could have released Jesus, but he chose not to because of the crowd. He tries to release him. He says, "Oh, I'll just punish this innocent man and then release him." So Pilate's ready to punish Jesus for something he knows he didn't do, just to satisfy the crowd. But somehow, the chief priests and leaders have gotten the crowd to turn against Jesus and have gotten the crowd to yell, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And finally, Pilate decides to give the people what they want. It's interesting that because of public pressure, Pilate decides to do what he knows is wrong. He decides to punish an innocent man that he knows has done nothing wrong, simply to satisfy the crowd, to do what the people want. That's a scary thing. And I think we sometimes are tempted to do that. We want to satisfy people. People are saying one thing, but we know something different is true or right. But in order to satisfy and make other people happy, sometimes we choose to go along with the crowd instead of taking a stand like we should and doing what's right. But Pilate finally went with the crowd and had Jesus sent out to be killed. As I look at this, I see several things for me. First, I need to seek to understand the Bible and follow Jesus for good reasons. Not just like Herod, who was curious and wanted something for himself, wanted a show. I need to surrender to Jesus, to give my life and say, "Lord, I want to learn about you because you are worth learning about, that you are worthy to be followed, not for anything for my gain, but because I just want you. I am willing to follow you and do whatever it is that you tell me to do." That's where I need to be. Not just looking to learn and follow Jesus for my own personal benefit, but truly believing, truly surrendering, and truly following. Second, I need to be careful not to allow the crowd to define what is right for me. I cannot let the crowd, all the people around me, tell me and guide me into what is right and wrong. Because sometimes, many times, the crowd is wrong. the other people around me screaming for me to do things that are against God's will are wrong. I need to listen to and obey Jesus alone. And so I pray that we would choose to listen to the Bible and follow God with a pure, surrendered heart, and not listen to our own selfish motives or the crowd, the people around us. Just because something is popular doesn't mean it's right. Go to God and follow Him. Lord, help us to surrender our lives and follow You, to base what's right and wrong on You and You alone. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.